make sure we are clear in our legislative intent, since it's brand new.
It is brand new. I mean, you're cutting new ground here, but
okay. Thank you.
Very welcome.
Thank you.
Can I bring staff back up or vote or motion?
I'm ready to move. I don't need. I don't know if Commissioner Fish has.
Do you need staff?
Do you need to grill anyone?
No, but there's potentially two ways to get at the amendment, and I'd like to first hear Commissioner Leonard's version and then have a discussion about an alternative.
Well, I was just going to simply recommend understanding that the LCC ultimately would make sure that this was crafted in a way that was the best language possible. I would just suggest on page 8 of Exhibit 2, where it says, currently licensee will not sell wine over 14% ABV, that between the word sell and wine, we insert the word fortified, and so that it would read, licensee will not sell fortified wine over 14% ABV, and then at the end of ABV, add the word except, and then insert the words port, comma, sherry, comma, Madeira, comma, which is M-A-D-E-I-R-A, Marsala, M-A-R-S-A-L-A, and vermouth. So that it would read, licensee will not sell fortified wine over 14% ABV except port, sherry, Madeira, Marsala, and vermouth.
Is that your amendment?
Yes.
I'll second that for purpose of discussion.
Now, in the course of going from here, I assume you're okay with if another product is presented that falls in the vermouth category, that our legislative intent would be to exempt that.
Vermouth is the description of, it's not a name brand. It's
correct.
Describes a product.
So if somebody finds something that we hadn't thought of, a product category.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
So we second for purpose of discussion. So could I pose a question to my colleagues on this point. So there's two options that appear to me before us. One is to do the carve out that Commissioner Leonard's amendment is proposing. The second would be to strike the entire phrase reference to wine over 14% ABV. And I just want to offer a perspective on that approach. According to the testimony, there is no AIA currently in effect in Vancouver, but they have had some success. In Spokane, there is one AIA, but no wine products are restricted. And it appears that in Seattle, which has three AIAs, up to 8 wine products are restricted. So at least the experience from Washington is that they have not put much stock in regulating wine. And in two examples, they don't regulate wine. Our data says that 11% of the problem is attributed to wine. But after hearing tonight, being educated tonight on the different kinds of products that qualify here, sherry, vermouth, and on, that we've heard people talk about, I, as I sit here right now, I don't know what is the driver as the problem or not. Maybe it's the fortified wine that people are referring to, but I'm not sure what percentage of the overall problem that is. So the question I have is, I think Commissioner Leonard's amendment is a thoughtful way to slice this based on the testimony. But I would also say that, frankly, because I'm finding this less and less clear, which I thought was the whole intent of the approach of this resolution, to be clearer rather than less clear about what's in and what isn't, and that an alternative approach would be simply to take out the prohibition about wine, which doesn't seem to be driving the problem anyway, and not get caught up in deciding what's in and what's out. So I just would like
11%.
Old wine or wine involved? Are you talking about old wine? Because we have the evidence that 69% of the incidents involves flexible bladders.
69% of the 11%.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
most of the wine.
So I'm talking. You're right. Thank you.
So we would. I'm
talking about the 31% of the 11%, and simply limit our prohibition to the box wine with the bladder, and take the rest out, which seems to me to be a minor part of the problem, but doesn't get us into having to figure out what qualifies or what doesn't.
I'd like
I have great confidence that Commissioner Fritz can have that discussion with the OLCB. I'm not suggesting a lack of confidence that you can negotiate this. But I'm not sure. We may spend a lot of time trying to figure this out. It may just be a very de minimis part of the problem.
Well, as somebody did testify, there are folks from Klamath Falls and elsewhere on OLCC, so I wouldn't put too much stock in my ability to craft something there. I want us to get as clear as we can. Teresa, would you please comment on the wine issue?
Absolutely. It is true that it only appears to represent 11% of the problem as it is currently. But fortified wine is well established in empirical research to be a big problem in all in street drinking in general across the board. Another thing that you have in Vancouver are licensees that were willing to be voluntarily compliant. We don't have that, unfortunately, in the downtown area, not at this time. If we do not include some restriction against the fortified wines that we're talking about, and I'm not the vermouth, the port, the sherry, and those kinds of things, I think Commissioner Leonard's amendment is a good one. I think it takes out those ones for the one or two stores, Fred Meyer and Safeway, that would be that would not be able to sell those items that currently do. And I do want to also remind the commission that the wine stores have been exempted as well because they're in the documentation as not being contributing to the problem. So these wines are not cut out from this market. But I think that if we totally eliminate wine, that we will undercut the effectiveness of this program quite a bit.
And I'm worried about with these other changes that people will gravitate to that as a choice. So.
And to be clear, fortified wine, this be really clear about fortified wine, mm-hmm. is produced for two purposes. So that can it be cheap and it can get people drunk quick. There is no argument that there is some refinement to be found in drinking a bottle of Ripple.
Absolutely.
And so my concern would be just what the mayor suggested here a moment ago, is that even if it's only 11% of the problem today, if we ban malt liquor and we ban these other products, then this would be the natural place that a person with severe addictions to alcohol would go, in my view, that these sales would probably start to see themselves increase dramatically.
And I actually think that's a persuasive point. So, Teresa, my understanding in Seattle that the fortified wines that are covered by their AIA are Boone's Farm, Cisco, Geno's Premium Blend, MD 2020, Night Train Express, Richard's Wild Irish Rose, and Thunderbird. Are those the kinds of products we're talking about?
Those are the kinds.
So for purpose of legislative intent, when Commissioner Leonard's amendment seeks to exempt the vermouths, the other things he's identified, we're clear that these are the kinds of products we're trying to get at.
Yeah. Yes,
not the others.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Is there a definition of fortified wine?
Unfortunately, not that I've been able to find that differentiates between your port, sherry, vermouth, and products like Mad Dog 2020 and Thunderbird and Night Train. Really, the biggest difference between the two products is how they are consumed.
But fortified wine does have a definition.
Fortified wine does have a definition, yes. I'm sorry.
Right.
a fortified wine is one that has distilled spirits added to it, interrupting its fermentation.
Teresa, if the OLCV says that we don't know what fortified wine is and we can't off of this particular guidance be clear enough, they could come back to us, correct, and say we would prefer that you just identify the products you want excluded? I mean, what the state of Washington has done, which I think in some ways, frankly, by identifying, I understand the argument that it allows people to repackage these things, and there's a lot of enterprising people out there. But there is something to be said for just saying these are the products you're not going to sell. We know what they are. They're mass-marketed products. We're saying these as opposed to creating any confusion about what is unintended to be covered.
Right. If at the OLCC they decide that the fortified wine is too ambiguous of a term, more than likely they're going to address that through their rulemaking process in which they engage stakeholders and through their staff and amendments to the language that are done through staff. So we'll be included as part of a stakeholder.
So I think what's in the record and both the language and the intent of Commissioner Leonard's amendment gives Commissioner Fritz the tools she needs to have that conversation. So I'm comfortable with the amendment.
Thank you.
Sue, would you, unless there's further discussion, Sue, would you please call the vote on the amendment?
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you all for this very helpful discussion. I think there's one more point to be made about the issue of naming things, and that is that the Oregon Constitution is different from the Washington Constitution, and we don't want to get into the issue of freedom of speech and in this particular issue. I like our the way we've crafted this is in part due to that, because it's clear and objective. Aye.
Freedom of expression.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
And the freedom of expression clause as well applies here. Aye. Amendment is approved. Are we ready to vote on the underlying resolution? Sue, would you please call the vote on the resolution?
Leonard.
I want to emphasize my appreciation, having done this kind of work before, for the tremendous amount of effort that Commissioner Fritz has undertaken in the past to get to this point. It is not an easy process, and what appears to be a somewhat very coordinated and professional group of staff from the Police Bureau and ONI have spent hours and hours and hours and countless encounters with people in the street to get to the place where they are today to bring this very comprehensive report and set of recommendations, which are cutting edge. So I want to acknowledge Commissioner Fritz's leadership in bringing this forward. This is a very important tool, and I'm very pleased to support it. Aye.
Fritz.
I am so proud of my team at the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. Teresa Marchetti, this has been outstanding work. Thank you. And our partnership with the police. This is an example of collaboration between citizens and different parts of government. And I think the citizen input has greatly improved this process, this product throughout the process. So we got to here. There is another step to the process. I appreciate the discussion of my colleagues today, doing the business of government right out in the open here, trying to figure out what's the best way to move forward. Thank you for the input from the industry folks and the commercial folks who are helping and sincerely wanting to address this problem. As I stated earlier, it's not the only mechanism that we're using to look at the problems related to alcohol consumptions in Portland and indeed throughout the state. And so that will be a discussion for another day as far as our legislative agenda and the things that we can do at the statewide level. But I'm very pleased with this. Aye.
Fish.
I'm going to support the resolution because of the time that Commissioner Fritz and her team have spent addressing concerns that I had, and based on the testimony that we received tonight, which I've listened to very carefully, and the fact that we have an amendment which I think addresses a specific problem in the original draft. And I'm also going to support it because I have confidence that Commissioner Fritz, based on the testimony tonight, will take into account a number of the concerns that were raised in her negotiations with OLCB. And I would also acknowledge the leadership she's shown on this issue. Aye.
Adams.
Well, I want to thank as well Commissioner Fritz and her team for helping or for leading the efforts to put this together. I want to thank the men and women of the Portland Police Bureau who have made significant contributions to this policy formulation and who every day are out there trying to prevent crime and keep the peace, and that's a hard job to do in certain parts of town, so I want to thank them. And I'm supporting this as well, knowing that it's a first ever for the state and that I'm committed to getting that balance right, and if we need to come back and continue to tweak it, we will, based on the purpose of this policy, which I think is absolutely important for this part of town. Aye. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Good job.